All right, so continue with our short ideas for Yom and Noram. Our learning means Chus Lili Nishmas, my great grandmother's Yartite, which was Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Bas Mordechai. Also, Furushim for David Hedech Mordechai, before the Simcha, Baruch Tzvi, Berif Kabad, Beso Shecha Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon is a beautiful, beautiful insight in Mishnah. Perek Yud, Puzzle, Lam and Bez, the Puzzle says, Sivsei Tzadik Yedu Ratzon. The lips of a righteous man know how to please. And the Vilna Gaon has such a beautiful insight, which explains to us and how to work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Maybe we could apply it to our Ben Adam L'Makom as well. What does this mean that the lips of a person know how to appease someone? Says the Vilna Gaon, when a friend sees someone and you make a mistake and you do something wrong to someone and you sincerely regret it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you the right words on how to atone for your sins. U'kishechaveiro roa shu mischare ba'atma al shechata negdo. Gam humocha taketh. When a friend sees that you genuinely care, that you hurt their feelings, and you're asking their forgiveness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you the right words, and then the person will dafka will forgive you immediately. When people see that you're sincere and you're genuine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're going to find the proper words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send you the proper words. Some people say, says the Vilna Gaon, however, seem to ask for forgiveness, but they're not sincere, and the words are deceitful, and they're not successful. Such a way of asking forgiveness will not be successful, says the Vilna Gaon. When you're just asking, but not, right, echad bepevet, and but not believe, you're saying one thing with your mouth, but not with your heart, it's not going to work. Upirisham tapuchos, the Russia's words, the wicked's, they're distorting, they're not genuine, they're not real. But when someone has coming from a real, genuine place, siv se tzadik, when we're coming from a real place, then at the end of the day, yedu ratzon, they'll say the right things. When you're coming from a genuine place, a real feeling will genuine and will generate the right words, and that'll bring forgiveness. Maybe we could say how much more so this comes applies for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. This is the week before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Gemara says only mechaper for Ben Adam L'Makom. So when it comes to when we're asking forgiveness, make sure to do it genuinely, not just sending your friend a text message. You forgive me, you malchum me. No. A real, real forgiveness. I know this year maybe was a hard year. In a real way, go in a genuine, sincere way. Maybe we can apply this to the Rabbeinu Shem as well. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we're sincere and we're genuine and we actually want to come back to Him, then Yom Kippur will be mechaper. And Yom Kippur will be atoned for our sins. We should be zochah to be genuine, sincere relationships with each other and genuine, sincere with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.